There are two types of funding that we do that help farmers in this area. One is crop insurance, risk mitigation, obviously. We also have dairy margin coverage and livestock assistance. And those are good programs. Those are programs that provide certainty for the farmers and ranchers. They know what's out there. It's a public-private partnership. It's a strong public-private partnership. And farmers have and ranchers have skin in the game, and they can buy to mitigate whatever level of risk that they wish to do that. And it works really well. I just looked at the dairy margin coverage and how it really helped dairy during the terrible, what I call the plague, COVID. Tony, 80% of what we've spent since the 2018 Farm Bill has been outside of the Farm Bill baseline. And so a lot of that was disaster relief, and it's important. I refer to it as ad hoc spending, right? The problem is there's no certainty. I mean, it's a battle to get it approved through Congress, to get it a president to sign it. Now, we tend to always get it done, but it's not timely either. So it provides uncertainty to farmers and ranchers, but it also for those creditors, because, what's the rule of thumb we say? The average farm family borrows more in a year to produce their crop or their commodity than what the average family borrows in a lifetime. And so those lenders, which we really depend on, are rural banks, farm credit, credit unions, whoever's lending that money to those farm families, they like the certainty of crop insurance. So that kind of leads us to the point, are there things we can learn from the past couple of years in terms of disaster relief that we should be incorporating into crop insurance to be able to bring certainty and timeliness to those payments? And that's part of what we need to do yet with more hearings. We need to set up a very intense schedule starting in January. And quite frankly, where we need to be taking Republicans and Democrats like we've done in the past and going out and doing these regional listening sessions in different parts of the country. Looking forward to that. I've worked hard on that for the past 2 years myself as a ranking member. I've done my initial barnstorming tour of what I used to call rural America. I call it Essential America now. And I've been to 30 states, some states multiple times because we got some rather large agriculture states, and having a conversation, bringing people to the table, hearing what their needs are, because that's what the Farm Bill should be. It should be serving the needs of those folks who work so hard to provide us with food, fiber, building materials, and energy resources.